About 45 minutes left on this Tuesday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon. Again, a 1 hour short here today as we take you right into the Cobos Insurance Center Countdown at the Queue, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Cooley, as we are going to preview the Cleveland Cavaliers and Orlando Magic matchup at the Queue tonight. Going to be a tough two-day stretch here for the Wine and Gold. Magic tonight, and then the Boston Celtics tomorrow night, which, of course, is a huge one for the Cavs. Our own Tim Alcorn is down at the Queue. We're going to talk to him here in about 20 minutes. But until we get to Tim, we've got Brittany Blakely with the Both Lupus Foundation here to tell us all about their event coming up in a couple of days, noon to noon at LCCC. You guys are hosting a Shoes for Lupus Awareness event. Tell us all about it.
Yes, the Shoes for Lupus Awareness is a fundraiser that Both Lupus Foundation is doing right now. For us to be able to raise some funds, to be able to bring more programs to the Lorain County area, to bring more awareness about lupus.
Well, we should also mention you're making your radio debut here today. I mean, you just knocked it out of the park right there. That was fantastic. So hopefully the nerves are out of your system entirely. Now, for those who maybe aren't entirely familiar with lupus, tell us what lupus is and tell us how this organization came together.
Lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease, a condition which the body reacts against its own tissue. It causes inflammation in different areas of the body. Inflammation can show up in various different signs, heat, pain, swelling. The inflammation can also cause damage to major organs within the body, such as the heart, the lungs, the kidney, skin. Our organization is a nonprofit organization, and we provide educational programs and also promote advocacy for lupus, and ultimately to help find a cure for lupus.
So, Brittany, the Shoes for Lupus, how does that coincide? Who came up with this event, and how did you guys decide, look, this is what we need to do to raise the awareness?
Well, my mother has lupus, so that's where we came up with, let's just start a foundation. Let's do something here in Lorain County to bring more awareness and to help the people that are suffering. We came about doing the shoe drive for lupus because with us being a new nonprofit organization, we're still building credibility, and we really didn't want to ask the community for money. So we were looking for other ways of how we can still drive revenue without asking for that money, and the shoes was the idea. So we partnered with a company called Funds2Org, which they allow us to collect the gently worn, new, or used shoes, and we get compensated by the poundage of shoes that we collect.
Nice. That sounds really awesome. And I mean, that it really is a pretty cool event too. And it's really a pretty simple gesture. I mean, take a look at your closet. I mean, look down and see if there's a pair of sneakers. Hey, I'm not going to wear these things anymore. Well, you can donate these. I mean, you can give them to you guys. And I mean, it goes towards a great cause.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone has at least one pair of shoes in their closet or even in their garage that they're not wearing. And that could be any pairs of shoes, men's shoes, women's shoes, children's shoes, house shoes, sneakers, sandals, any pair of shoes.
And you guys also have some pretty cool incentives here as well. I mean, you guys are running a one-bag challenge as well for a chance to win a gas card, correct?
Yes. So the one-bag challenge is strictly for LCC. So with us being at LCC on April 6th, which is this Thursday, if you bring us one bag full of 25 pairs of shoes, you can be entered into a drawing for a $75 gas card.
We're talking with Brittany Blakely of the Both Lupus Foundation. Now, you had mentioned that this is not something that you guys are debuting on Thursday. You guys have done this a couple times before. What stood out at the other events to you? What really kind of stood out to you having hosted this a couple times before?
Just really being active with the community and realizing that there's a lot of people that are still unaware of what lupus is, but also running into a lot of people that are suffering with lupus and have, you know, expressed to us that they're grateful that we are out here doing something for lupus to bring more awareness. That has been the biggest eye-opener for us and to let us know that we're on the right track.
Sure. I think one of the interesting things with this is I was a big fan of House in the day. They always went straight to lupus. I don't know why, but they always said lupus, but I never really knew what it was. So I think it's great to get out there and inform the public exactly what this is.
Absolutely, yes.
And I think for some folks, again, who don't necessarily know what it is, I mean, you gave us a detailed description as to what that is earlier. Who does this typically affect?
Lupus typically affect women in their childbearing years. About 90% of the women are affected. However, 10% of those suffering with lupus are men. Mm-hmm. So within the U.S. alone, that's about 150,000 men who are also suffering with lupus.
Okay, so that's a pretty decent chunk of the male population as well. So
yes.
I think it's safe to say that in some way, shape, or form, it really can affect just about everybody.
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting stuff. And I mean, it really is cool too, because when you get folks who at least are somewhat familiar with this and they come to these events, I'm sure for you, putting this organization together, that really gives you a lot to look forward to when you go to these events, because you begin to see that, hey, you know, there are a lot more people than we realize affected by this. And when they come to an event like this, it's all for a sensational cause.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's very emotional, heartwarming. Like I said, I have a personal story when it comes to lupus, so be able to give back and to help others. It's definitely rewarding.
You mentioned there was swelling. Are there any other keys for someone who thinks they might have lupus? Is there something that indicates, hey, I should get to a doctor, I should get this checked out right away?
Outside of the inflammation, I'm finding that a lot of people, the sun, any UV triggers the initial reaction of lupus. If you're out in the sun for a long period of time and you instantly get sick, that's a big red flag. Fever. Mm-hmm. They have what they call a butterfly rash that goes across the bridge of the nose that actually looks like a butterfly.
Okay.
Is another trigger for lupus. I would just say any symptoms that you are experiencing that's unnormal, to get to a physician and talk to them and ask them about lupus, have them check ANA levels, and just really communicate with your doctors.
Brittany Blakely of the BOF Lupus Foundation, our guest here on Bullseye in the Afternoon, this Thursday, April 6th, noon to 2 at LCCC. It is the Shoes for Lupus Awareness event. Get rid of those shoes you're not wearing. Bring them down to the event. And I think if we could just stick with this for one more moment here, too. When I was reading up on this earlier, one of the things that really stood out to me was that lupus can also be very difficult to detect, too.
Yes. As far as being diagnosed by a doctor, it is very difficult to detect. There's a series of blood tests, a series of information that doctors need, and sometimes it could take a year, maybe even longer, for some people to actually get the final diagnosis of lupus, which is unfortunate, which is another reason why we're really trying to hit the community strong to bring more awareness about lupus and having people really track what they're experiencing within their body.
Well, and for some folks who may not be totally familiar, where can they go to find out more information about the BOF Lupus Foundation, and how can they get a hold of you as well?
Yes, you can actually follow us on Facebook at BOF Lupus Foundation. We have a ton of information on there about lupus, about events that we're going to be hosting. As far as the Shoes for Lupus Awareness, you can reach us, again, on our Facebook page. You can email us at bovlupus@gmail.com. And we do have a few drop-off locations that you can drop your shoes off if you would like to support us. And that will be Anytime Fitness in Elyria, Ohio. You can drop them off at LCC and also at World Gym in Sheffield.
Okay, well, that's plenty of places to drop that stuff off. Again, check them out on Facebook, BOF Lupus Foundation. BOF is B-O-F-E. That's B-O-F-E Lupus Foundation. Brittany, we would have never known this was your radio debut. You knocked it out of the park. That was awesome. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All righty. We need to step aside and take a break. We've got a Cavaliers update, and then Matt and I will return in just a couple of minutes on Bullseye on the Afternoon.